"Forgive me, my friend," he said. "It is all over now, and you are in safe hands. All is well, and the whole plan has gone splendidly. We have announced that Le Chiffre shot his two accomplices, and then committed suicide because he could not face an inquiry into the Union funds. Strasbourg and the North are in an uproar. He was considered a great hero there, and a pillar of the Communist Party in France. This story of brothels and casinos has absolutely knocked the bottom out of his organization, and they're all running around like scalded cats. At the moment, the Communist Party is giving out that he was off his head, but that hasn't helped much after Torres's breakdown not long ago. They're just making it look as if all their big shots were gaga. God knows how they're going to unscramble the whole business." Mathis saw that his enthusiasm had had the desired effect. Bond's eyes were brighter. "One last mystery," Mathis said, "and then I promise I will go." He looked at his watch. "The doctor will be after my skin in a moment. Now, what about the money? Where is it? Where did you hide it? We too have been over your room with a tooth comb. It isn't there." Bond grinned. "It is," he said, "more or less. On the door of each room there is a small square of black plastic with the number of the room on it. On the corridor side, of course. When Leiter left me that night, I simply opened the door and unscrewed my number plate and put the folded check underneath it and screwed the plate back. It'll still be there," he smiled. "I'm glad there's something the stupid English can teach the clever French." Mathis laughed delightedly. "I suppose you think that's paid me back for knowing what the Montses were up to. Well, I'll call it quits. Incidentally, we've got them in the bag. They were just some minor fry hired for the occasion. We'll see they get a few years." He rose hastily as the doctor stormed into the room and took one look at Bond. "Out," he said to Mathis. "Out, and don't come back." Mathis just had time to wave cheerfully to Bond and call some hasty words of farewell before he was hustled through the door. Bond heard a torrent of heated French diminishing down the corridor. He lay back exhausted, but heartened by all he had heard. He found himself thinking of Vesper as he quickly drifted off into a troubled sleep. There were still questions to be answered, but they could wait.